The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Fibrous blood clots. You remember the white fibrous blood clots. I'm sure you all remember them. Well, we have new information. And the guest on Grant Stinchfield's show said if he got any new information, he would share it with us. And, well, he got more information. And it's, of course, never good information when you're dealing with the vaccine. And what happened. But I don't want to make you wait. Let's get right into it. Grant Stinchfield's show. Take a listen.
Welcome back, everyone. All right, if you're sitting down for dinner, I'm going to apologize for this segment, but I want you to take a look at this. These are basically what we would call white fibrous clots that are being pulled out of people. Now, we have seen these pulled out of people that have passed. Embalmers are finding these at a record numbers. We were some of the first to tell you about this story of embalmers finding these clots, we believe related to COVID and the vaccine. Now we're learning that these clots are now being found in living people. Those people at a cath lab that put catheters into people are finding these clots also in living people. What is happening here? Well, joining us now to discuss this is the gentleman we first had on the program. He is a data analyst and former United States Air Force major. He's been studying the issue of these clots post-COVID. Tom Haviland is back with us. Major, great to have you back on the show.
Grant, thanks for having me on the show to talk about this very important topic. And you told me to come back on the show if I had any new information. The last time I talked to your audience a couple of months ago, I was reporting the results of my latest worldwide embalmer blood clot survey, of which out of 269 embalmers that responded to that survey, 197 of them, 73% said they were still seeing the white fibrous clots, like I'm showing the audience here. They're kind of whitish or tannish color. They were finding those in about 20% of their corpses on average.
Think about those statistics. That is unbelievable. Yet, 100% true. And folks, of course, you need to remember that these blood clots did not exist. Now, blood clots existed, but these type of blood clots, they didn't exist until the COVID vaccine. That alone tells you the vaccine caused all of this. But let's go back to where we were.
So it was, you know, it's an alarming thing, right? But now, as you said, we have proof through a couple of cath lab whistleblowers that have started to come forward that now these white fibrous clots are admitting that they've been seeing them in the living for the last 3 years as well.
All right, so this is what you tipped me off to. And as I said, I'm hungry for information. And you
hold on, in the living as well. Remember, I guess, really, not many people looked for these blood clots in the living. They would only look for them after someone died. But now, these white fibrous blood clots are being found in the living because they're actually, people have actually looked to see if people have gotten it before they died. It sounds like we would have done a lot more research beforehand, but apparently, no, nobody really was able to look until recently. Here's more.
You told it to me. So this gentleman who didn't want his identity known was on another podcast. We have the audio of him. This is a whistleblower saying that he is seeing that it seems like the vaccines have a greater issue on these clots now that 99% of his patients that see these clots are COVID vaccinated. So roll the clip from the whistleblower.
It seems like the more vaccines that they have, the bigger the problem is. We've had patients now that have up to 8 vaccines. 8. But we also have patients with 1. Well, I could only speak to my lab. And in my lab, it's 99% vaccinated.
All right. This is helpful, Major, because one of the questions I asked you was, how do we determine whether these clots are from the COVID virus or the COVID vaccine or a combination of all 3? We know that they started appearing after COVID burst on the scene, but we don't exactly know. Now, with this in living patients, more clots in people that have been more vaccinated. Am I getting this right, Major?
Yeah, and we knew the embalmers were suspecting the clots were forming pre-death because they were picking up bodies that were only an hour or two old, Grant, and they were finding them riddled with the clots. And they said there's no way that these clots could be forming in just the hour or two since the person passed.
Yeah, this is scary stuff to know that these things have been forming in people. And it is the most obvious thing is that these fibrous blood clots did not exist. So I don't know anyone who doubts it, especially when you look at the more you get vaccinated, the more likely you're going to get these blood clots. That happens as well. It is a very dangerous and scary thing to think that this is just now being discovered in living people. It blows my mind that we did not even look at the living until just now. That's amazing. All right, here's more.
There was also one of the embalmers from the Died Suddenly film who runs a funeral home in Missouri. She's also a funeral director and does her own embalming. And she said every time she found the white fibrous clots, she would ask the families of the deceased, was your loved one COVID vaccinated? And she said 100% of the time, Grant, without fail, the answer was yes, the person had been vaccinated. So now that's being corroborated by this gentleman that came forward and said he's seen the white fibrous clots, and 99% of the time he sees it, is the people have had anywhere from 1 to 8 COVID vaccines.
I'm willing to bet, because he says 99% of the time, that 1% of the time is a mistake. It's got to be 100% of the time, because, again, these things didn't exist until the COVID vaccine. Here's more.
Amazing. So let me play one more clip from that whistleblower's interview. Roll that.
We seem to be only treating the white fibrous clots now. The white fibrous clots is the majority. And we are now seeing about anywhere from three to 10 a week.
So what you are saying is that in the cohort of patients who have white fibrous clots, 99% are vaccinated?
Yes, sir.
All right. So that's getting back to exactly what you were saying, Major Haviland. So now I get to the point of, you have this study, you have the whistleblowers. We have all of the other studies. There's been plenty of other studies that are calling into question these vaccines. We could go through all, but it would take literally days, if not weeks, to do. Is anyone listening to you? Is anyone from the CDC or the NIH or the FDA? Is anybody, have you taken this to anybody, and are they listening?
Crickets so far, Grant, and it's unfortunate. And by the way, I have found my own cath lab whistleblower here in the United States as well. This particular gentleman that you showed the video clip of, he's from the U.S. as well. And by the way, the one that you just saw in the clip, he has over 20 years of experience as what's called an endovascular specialist. He's the guy that actually physically removes the clots from the people in the cath lab, which is also staffed with vascular surgeons, cardiologists, radiologists, anesthesiologists, and nurses. So there's other people that are witnessing this as well, but they're all afraid to come out, Grant, because they see what's happening to doctors. They're getting their licenses pulled, their board certifications taken away. So,
and you have to ask why. Why would they get their board certification taken away simply by just saying, you found blood clots in this patient? Well, I found these blood clots, they've never existed, looks pretty dangerous. Let's tell the government that we've found this, and they don't investigate. They derail you and try to make you lose your career. But then you're supposed to believe, oh, but they had good intentions. They weren't out there really trying to kill people. Well, obviously, they were trying to kill people and succeeded.
So there's a big fear from both this gentleman, the audience just saw, plus the other whistleblower that I'm working with right now, trying to get them to come forward to talk about this. And unfortunately, the FDA and the CDC don't want to look into either the embalmers or what's happening in these, you know, there's 1,700 cath labs across the United States. And I'm sure this is happening in many of these. And by the way, that gentleman said, he's pulling anywhere from 3 to 10 clots out of patients every week in just his one cath lab alone.
Have you taken this to any government agency? Have you tried to tip them off to your study?
I haven't informed the FDA and the CDC formally because this just kind of came out, and I've been working with my whistleblower to try to get him to come forward. But I realize at this point in time, he's still reluctant to, so I'm coming forward on his behalf to bring this information to the world, and I will be getting in touch with the FDA, CDC, and NIH. I've got a long list of addressees that I sent my survey to, so I'll send the results of this to them as well. And I've got, just like the video from Dr. McMillan showed, I've got the goods too. I've got photographs and angiograms of the clots removed by this other whistleblower that I'm working with as well. So we've got corroboration from several cardiologists and endovascular specialists that this is indeed happening in the living.
In the living. But what are we going to do about it? Well, doesn't look like our government wants to do anything about it. That's for sure. Folks, it's amazing that they were able to cover up this blood clotting issue, the white fibrous one, as much as they did, to be honest with you. The fact that these people are so scared to come forward, that he has to represent them, but they're so scared to speak the truth, tells you everything. Here's more.
There is a Senate committee being run by Ron Johnson looking into the effects of the COVID vaccine, the response to the COVID virus. Any contact with him? And I'd love to put you in touch with that crew, if not.
Yeah, I've got contacts through Dr. Robert Malone, Peter McCullough, Dr. Pierre Corey, and some of the other folks to get to Senator Ron Johnson. So I'll use that network that I have to do that. Yeah. I also want to make a plea, Grant, to please, any people that work in a cath lab, whether you're a vascular surgeon, an endovascular specialist, a radiologist, please come forward and let us know what you're seeing, because this is horrific. These clots, remember, the embalmer said they were finding these clots in 20% of their corpses. So can you imagine what percentage of Americans right now might be walking around with these white fibrous clots, forming inside them?
Again, I've made this point several times. If they're finding 20% of people walking around, 20% of the corpses that they see are people who were walking around with these blood clots. So you have to imagine how many people right now have these blood clots in their body right now, and they're alive, and they're walking around. Well, I guess we could say 20% at least. At least 20% of Americans probably have blood clots, at least some minor form. How many times did you get vaxxed, though? If you only got vaxxed one time, hopefully that didn't do much to you. But if you got vaxxed 6-7 times, well, the odds are you have massive blood clotting. It's scary, folks. It's scary to even think about how many people right now are in danger of dying because of a blood clot. Goodness gracious. Here's a little more.
Here's what I'll say. If anybody out there works in these positions that Major Haviland was just talking about, go to my website, grantstinchfield.com. You can send me a message right there. I'll forward it to you, Major Haviland, and we'll start collecting some information on this. I so appreciate you keeping me informed, and I so appreciate you continuing this investigation, because it seems like the government has given up on the people, and I think that's on purpose because they don't want us to know. Major Tom Haviland, thank you.
Thanks, Grant, for having me.
Now, folks, I'll take you to another segment of Grant Stinchfield that goes hand in hand with what we were seeing. And it is a new documentary that exposes Big Pharma yet again. And this is very interesting. Take a listen to this.
On August 6, 2003, my life changed forever. My husband of 10 years was found hanging from the rafters of our garage, dead at age 37. The coroner got on the phone with me and asked if Woody was taking any medication. And the only medication he was on was Zoloft.
So, Zoloft, wildly popular drug. I watched this documentary over the weekend, I guess it was. I appreciate the Daily Caller for sending me a copy of it to watch. And I thought, all right, so it must be off the market now. I don't have depression problems, obviously. All I'm doing is like, I should have depression problems. Thankfully, I do not. But Zoloft's still on the market. And I watched this documentary and I see what is going on with drugs like this. And I'm thinking, how? Well, Big Pharma is powerful, man. Check out this guy from the documentary explaining the negative effects here. And just watch.
So I hop on these meds and I started feeling even way worse. It just took me down so low where I almost didn't feel anything for a while, which was even scarier. I remember kind of telling my mom and dad and wife at the time, like, I don't even see a point of getting out of bed. So one night I just went to bed and just decided, this can't be right. I just made a choice one day, literally on my knees in tears. I got out a notebook and I said, I'm going to change my life today. And this is what it's going to look like. I made rules for myself. I said, I'm getting up at 5 o'clock every single day. I'm hitting the gym, getting movement. I'm going to meal prep, eat really healthy organic food, put that in my body. Within 4 months, I had lost 15 pounds, looked and felt better. I was completely off the anxiety and depression meds.
You do those things, I promise you, you're going to be on your way to getting rid of your depression, okay? It is scary stuff, though, because Big Pharma apparently is very, very powerful. And they had early on studies, according to this documentary called Sick, put out by the Daily Caller, that showed that this drug Zoloft was dangerous. Well, I want to bring in now a reporter for the Daily Caller. She is the woman behind this new documentary, which is called Sick. You can find it at sick.dailycaller.com. Mary Rook is with us. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hi, Grant. Thank you so much for having me.
So, Mary, first off, I want to tell you, I get sent a lot of documentaries. This really was great, and it was the perfect length. Most of them are too long. It was the perfect length. So I urge people to watch it. It's very powerful. Overall, what do you want people to take away from this?
Patients have to be their own advocate. They need to be informed when they go in the doctor's office. They need to understand the side effects of the drugs they're being prescribed. The reality is that when you walk into a doctor's office these days, the doctor is almost certainly going to give you a prescription for something.
That is true. No matter what. If you go into a doctor's office, they always have a prescription. Wouldn't it be nice if you go into a doctor's office and they actually don't give you something and they actually tell you, oh, no, you don't need that. But they always are looking to make the money. And that is the problem. And this is exposing a lot more than just making money. But I want to give you a little more of this because it was so fascinating how Big Pharma just gets away with a whole bunch of crap. Here's more.
When you walk out, you need to understand, what are the side effects? What is it going to do to me? You need to not only just understand like the basic ones. If you look, like we're talking about Zoloft, if you look at the basic side effects of Zoloft, it says it may increase anxiety. It's going to cause nausea, maybe some dry mouth. You know, those don't really seem like that bad of a thing. But one of the women that spoke in our documentary talked about how her husband was only on it for 3 months and then ended up killing himself. So these drugs really create a powerful force inside our bodies and make us do things that we would not normally do. She talks about how her husband had a zeal for life and how this was completely out of character. And he didn't even go into the doctor's office for depression. He went in because he was having trouble sleeping and the doctor prescribed him Zoloft to help with that. And he ended up getting worse and it spirals down from there. And a lot of patients are seeing that, especially when they're on SSRIs. And as we found out over the past couple of years, that depression isn't even really caused by serotonin imbalance. And I don't even think that these doctors understand exactly the poison that they're prescribing their patients.
No, it doesn't seem like that's the case, that they understand everything. But Big Pharma, they understand a whole lot more, and you see how much they have been getting away with. Folks, I am out of time, but I want you to know that if this stuff scares you, well, make sure you're good with God. That's all I can say, because it is scary. It is scary, and we live in scary times. So make sure that you ask Jesus to come into your heart before it's too late. We live in the scariest times mankind has ever lived. Think about that. No one has lived in scarier times than what we are living right now. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to choose Jesus? Are you going to let Jesus go bye-bye? Because if I was you, I'd get right with God as quickly as possible. And I'll let you have that opportunity. Just say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe you died for my sins. And I believe you're the only way to heaven. I repent of my sins and give you my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Folks, I love you guys. Go out and win the day. Don't let fear control you. Conquer fear with Jesus Christ. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya.
Hey guys, straight from the New American Magazine, the essential source for freedom-loving Americans, obviously, you gotta check out Beyond the Cover. What is that? Well, the New American Magazine, of course, has a cover, and you wanna go beyond that, right? But beyond just the cover story, but all the articles in there, you will find interviews and deeper insight from the people who contribute to the New American Magazine and go deeper and beyond the cover. That's with host Gary Benoit. So go ahead and check it out right at thenewamerican.com. Go now.